just because it's his doctrine, and they all are tied together. But still, you know, I'm not going to spend as much time and as much time documenting things. You know, these things, if any of it seems foreign to anyone, then they need to go back and study the other books. Verse 5. Since we heard for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where have you heard before? You know, they say, we give thanks to God. That's the subject up in verse 3. And so we just give thanks to God, praying always since we heard, blah, 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 blah. We thanks for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Where have you heard before? In the word of the truth of the gospel. I'll tell you what, a false gospel doesn't do you any good, because if we don't believe in what the true gospel is, then we can't receive the promises, because it's by these promises that we partake of the divine nature. It's by these things in which we place our faith. And the gospel which you hear is the gospel which you believe and have faith in. And I'll tell you what, the good news isn't you're going to die and go to heaven. That's not even the proper view of the dead. You know, it's so perverse in this day and age. It's so wrong from what was taught in the Bible. And I know as I teach these things, a lot of people they're going to have trouble with it. And you know what? As I think about it, I'm like, well, go back and study 1 Thessalonians, and I'm going to teach more. But you know what? I'm really not here to take everyone by the hand like a baby and move them along. I'm not here to make disciples. I'm here to declare the Word of God as it is. You know, and if people are having problems figuring it out, you know, I can help you along, but there comes a point at which I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I don't have time for this. You know, you either receive it in faith and receive me in faith for whatever I am in God, a teacher of God's word. There's a lot of teachers out there. I'm just another man with an opinion. What makes it different is when you can understand, or when you hear my opinion and God moves on you to believe that what I'm telling you is true. And if you can accept that, then I can really help you understand the Bible. If it's one of, you know, I guess I'm in this mood because I've been in conversation with people who can't hear, but who keep trying to talk to me and keep asking vain questions and doting about words and all this stuff that genders nothing but just endless debate, and it's just plain, I get to the point where I feel like this is just stupid. And I know God has blinded them, but at times I feel like they're just dumb. But you know what? We don't have to be the most intelligent people in the world to understand God's word. We just have to have the proper kind of ears. But I'm not going to waste my time with those who cannot hear. But for those who do, I'm really glad to be studying with you. So, and those who, and I guess the reason I'm thinking this is the hope which is laid up for you. Remember, I've taught you the hope. This is again the word that means expectation. What you know, what the confidence you have in what you know is coming. Faith is the substance of things which you're hoping for. You know? Where have you heard before in the word of truth of the God? See, in the gospel, there's this hope given to you that something's going to happen. There's news to be spread abroad. And we're going to, and to me, the verse, the thing I liked, he has enabled us to become partakers of the divine nature, that we might inherit eternal life. But I don't like to focus on what happens after you die. Because right now you're alive. Why focus on death? Well, I'm going to go die and I'm going to go up to heaven. It's not true. You're going to die and you're going to be buried. And then then the next thing you know, the seventh trumpet is going to sound and Christ is going to call you out of the grave. And you're going to meet him in the air. And you're going to continue. But as you meet him in the air, he's on his way down to earth. And you're going to get to return to earth with him. In that way, you will meet him in the air, in the heavens, but in the near heavens. You're not going to go to heaven to live. The kingdom of heaven is coming here. And not that you can't, I suppose, you know, not that like heaven is shut or anything like that, but it's this mindset. That's not my hope in the gospel. Now, I never find the phrase go to heaven in the Bible, ever. No. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like this, like this, like this, and the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom, and the kingdom, and kingdom. It's always in the kingdom, not so much in heaven. I have to do, when we do the Gospels especially, I'm going to give even more thought to that. But I don't see, you know, all these epistles of Paul, he isn't talked about going to heaven once. Talked about resurrection. Talked about this hope of the gospel, but it was kind of assumed that people knew what it was. And I'll tell you what it is. It's that as Christ was raised from the dead, so shall you be. But first you're going, but you know what? While he was dead, he was in the ground. And while you're dead, you will be in the ground. Just because there's this confusion of what our hope is, which is laid up in heaven, because Christ is in heaven. The hope that's laid up in heaven is not God has built me a mansion in heaven, and he's equipped it with like golden faucets and it's got like mahogany bed frames and there's a like the biggest refrigerator you have ever seen. And in that fridge, I'm going to just stuff all my favorite goodies because I'm going to eat them all and I'm never going to get fat again. That is not what's laid up in heaven. What is laid up in heaven? A great inheritance. See, when Christ talked about going to build us a house, he, in the same chapter, John 14, and I can't wait to teach the Gospels. I really can't wait. But in John 14, he says, you know, in my Father's house are many mansions. And then later he says, you know, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our, he says, abode in the King James, but it's the exact same word as in verse 1. It's mansion. We're going to make our mansion with him. The hope that is laid up for me in heaven is that God is sending forth his spirit to me. And that spirit in me is going to work certain things. It's going to create certain things. It's going to prepare me. It's going to bring me to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Christ is going to be formed in me. That is the hope that is laid up for me in heaven.